beloved listeners, welcome to Grace Life Komi Podcast, brought to you by the publication arm of Chimdi Ohuna Ministry International Komi. Our vision is to empower individuals to reach full spiritual completeness in God through the insightful teaching and preaching of the Word of God. The Grace Life Komi Podcast offers every believer a continuous stream of fresh, simple, yet deeply impactful teaching episodes that engender the revelation light of Christ Jesus. Our objective is to motivate and uplift individuals through the provision of enlightening content that facilitates a profound exploration of faith. Grace Life Komi Podcast is dedicated to fostering a beneficial impact on the lives of our audience, aiming to positively transform their spiritual journey and enhance their connection with faith. Chimdi and Funke Ohuna delivers teachings that aim to illuminate the profound truth and significance of the person and the work of Christ, providing essential guidance and instruction for nurturing and developing believers in their relationship with Christ. We urge you to remain connected to the Grace Life Komi Podcast and engage with us, a platform where believers can immerse themselves in teachings, cultivate knowledge, and form connections with like-minded seekers of Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord.
Osa Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and glory. We magnify you, we celebrate you, we extol you, we magnify you, Jesus, for this opportunity again you have given unto us to come and hear your word. Father, we say, unto you alone be all the glory, unto you alone be all the honor, unto you alone be all majesty. Thank you, Father, for how far you have brought us this 1 year into the study of the miracles of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and glory. Father, we give you praise and glory. Father, we give you praise and glory. Thank you, Father, for the light from your word we have received consistently. Thank you, Father, for the understanding into your word that we have received consistently. Father, we give you praise and glory. Thank you for the lives that have been changed. Thank you for the eyes of understanding that have been enlightened. Thank you, Father, for bringing many from darkness into light by reason of these revelations. Father, we give you praise and glory. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God Almighty. We thank you, Lord God Almighty. Be thou exalted, sweet Jesus. Be thou exalted, sweet Jesus. You are the miracle-working God. I will magnify you, for your purposes for us indeed are for good. Thank you for the good we have received from you thus far. Thank you, Lord, for the light that has come our way thus far. Thank you, Father, for using your vessels this far. Be thou exalted, O Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. And Heavenly Father, we commit today's Bible study unto your hands. O Lord, have your way in our midst. Build your throne in our midst. Open our eyes yet again. Open our minds to understand yet again as we study your word. In Hallelujah. So we begin our study for today. And we're trusting God that as we receive light from his word, we shall be yet enlightened in Jesus' name. Okay, so today we are going to continue further from where our teacher stopped. We began looking into who are fishermen. Praise the Lord. And so we are going to continue today. Who are fishermen and what does the life of fishermen, what does it really entail? Their life, their occupation, what exactly does it entail for us to, get light and understanding into our roles as fishers of men? Praise God. So the first thing that fishermen are known for is that they are people who catch fishes. I mean, if you ask anyone who is a fisherman, I mean, it's very easy. You will most likely, out of 100%, get, 99%. Oh, a fisherman is one who goes for fishes, So fishermen are people who catch fishes. And they usually live away from the hustle and bustle of the city, like we learned last week. And because of this, they spend their whole life practically on water, whether they are fishing or working on their boats, okay? So their life is practically around water bodies. Praise the Lord. So as fishers of men, this understanding of fishermen brings to mind what we are, okay? As fishermen, the earlier disciples spent their whole life catching men for Jesus. These disciples spent their whole lives catching men for Jesus, beginning with the 12 and two, you know, as many of them that continue to be a part of the disciples of Jesus. Okay, so the disciples of Jesus, who were not fishermen, even by profession, also spent their whole life catching men for Jesus. Why? Because they all humbled themselves to be made what? Fishers of men by following Jesus. If you look at what the scripture says in the book of Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19. He says, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you what? Fishers of men. Mark also says in verse chapter 1 and verse 17. He says, and Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you what? To become fishers of men. So it all begins with what? Coming after Jesus. It all begins with what? Following Jesus. And you are made to become fishers of men. So your physical profession does not deprive you or shut the doors against you from being a fisher of men. What makes you fishers of men is what? Humbling yourself to come after Jesus and follow Jesus. Praise the Lord. So this is still the way every believer is made fishers of men today. It's just by following Jesus. It is a progressive action. So we become more effective fishers of men as we keep what? Following Christ Jesus. Praise God. Now we see that the ministry of reconciliation also is not a part-time job. This was, reiterated last week. And we're saying it again in this study. The ministry of reconciliation is not a part-time job, nor is it one that we get to retire from. Okay? You don't apply for it and then it's something you plan, okay, in the next 20 years, I want to be fishers of men. And after 20 years, I just want to enjoy my life, doing my own thing. No. It is not what you say, okay, I'm going to do it until I'm weak, and I can't carry my feet anymore. No. We keep doing it. It was very interesting. I saw a video of a very old lady. She happens to be, I think, the grandmother and great-grandma to some people. I saw their video on Instagram during the week. And this woman was, you can see her so frail on the bed with drips, probably those were feeding her or something. And they tacked it, her last words before departing, And she's there singing, oh, how she would love to be in the presence of the Lord, And with her song, she was ministering, living the life of Christ, and, looking forward to be with Christ too. I mean, it's something that you don't get to retire from. As old as she was, she kept at it. She kept on the faith. She might be bedridden, but she could ask her children, she could ask her grandchildren for a video that they could upload, online for people to see. And peradventure, someone, a soul, men will be fished. Hallelujah. For the Lord. So the ministry of reconciliation is not a part-time job. It is not something we get to retire from. The ministry of reconciliation is a work that fishers of men devote themselves to, doing all of their life. We get to do what? Devote ourselves to doing this job the rest of our life. So as disciples of Jesus, irrespective of our professions, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a preacher, whether you are a fisherman, whether you are a carpenter, whether you are a farmer, you know, whether you are an engineer, whatever you are, you can be, or you are, a fisher of men if you keep following Jesus. Hallelujah. So, we have all been given a ministry of reconciliation as our principal work, and we are to devote ourselves to doing this work our whole life. Alright, so fishermen mostly spend their lives on water, as we have earlier stated. Hence, since fishermen spend their whole lives on water, which is their place of work, every disciple of Jesus is also meant as fishers of men to do what? Spend their whole lives in the work location of reconciliation. We are to spend our whole life where? In the work location of reconciliation as fishers of men. This means that wherever we spend more of our life, probably because of our profession, is our fishing water for men. Hallelujah. Whether you're a farmer and you spend most of your time probably in remote regions and where you have just few people, that few people must be fished for Christ. Make it your goal. Because that is what? Your work location for reconciliation. Apostle Paul, speaking to his son Timothy in the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, he says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and what? And doctrine. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. We must know that over the centuries, even the fishing profession also have evolved. Okay? The fishing profession has been for so long, even before Jesus came. Alright? And their methods have also evolved over these years. Praise God. In this miracle, we are understudying. I mean, we've been on it for over 6 weeks now. We see that Jesus used a profession that has been in existence for long to buttress God's great salvation to mankind. And this was done by the Father God from the foundations of the earth. The Bible speaking in the book of Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8, it says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall do what? Shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. So this is something that has been done long ago. Praise the Lord. So likewise, as fishers of men, the purpose and task given to us by Christ remains the same. It has not changed. But we must know that the methods of reconciling men to God has also evolved over time. Praise God. The fishing of fishes has not stopped. But the methods that have been used in fishing have greatly improved. And that is why you have more people going into what? Mechanized fishing of fishes on large water bodies. Okay? For all I know, it probably began with hook and line. Okay? Who knows what the element we are using? I don't know. But today, we are even at the point of, you know, stopping fishermen from using chemicals for fishing. Hallelujah. But you see, the processes, the methods used in fishing have evolved over the years. And so, as fishers of men, we are not expected to stay put, you know, on the methods that Apostle Peter used. We don't have to stay put on the methods that Apostle Paul used. Praise God. Because these things evolve, and we should also evolve. The reason for evolving is so that we can have better results or be more effective, you know, in our role as those who are to reconcile men to God. Hallelujah. So Apostle Peter employed a different method to reconcile the Jews to God. when compared to the method that Apostle Paul, you know, deployed when he reconciled the Gentiles to God. And though their methods were different, they achieved the same goal. Though their method was what? Different. They all achieved the same goal. And Apostle Paul, speaking in the book of Romans chapter 11 and verse 13, he says, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office." So here, Paul is making us understand that he has been sent to what? The Gentiles. Praise God. And the book of Galatians 2 and verse 8, he speaking says, "For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision," who are those that are of the circumcision? The Jews. Praise the Lord. It says, "The same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles." Hallelujah. So the same Jesus who has given us this task is mighty in each and every one of us as we go all out deploying our various, you know, methods to reconcile men to God. Hallelujah. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it more rewarding? Isn't it encouraging to know that it's not of yourself? It's not of your might. It's not of your skill. It's not of your, in fact, the method you have decided to go with. Praise the Lord. It is still He who has sent us that is mighty in us. Hallelujah. So this is very important for us to understand. That what? As fishers of men, it is a whole life thing. As fishers of men, it's something we have to devote ourselves to. We never get to retire from it. We never get to even take break from it. Oh, why? There's no time. Even the Bible says, well, redeeming the time. There's no time. Why break? Hallelujah. Why taking a long vacation from reconciling men to God? Hallelujah. And so we're going to the next point of what fishermen actually, you know, do. Praise God. Fishermen are also known to do what? Catch fishes. And when they catch these fishes, they do two things to them. Either to sell them or to do what? Consume them. Praise the Lord. And mostly, or most often, I mean, for some, they've even gotten tired of eating what they've been catching. Praise the Lord. And so mostly it is known that fishermen, when they catch their fishes, they take them to the market for sales, or, you know, the ones, things, you know, animal bodies, water bodies, excuse me, like crabs, lobsters, and oysters are taken home for what? Consumption. Praise the Lord. And so this means that fishermen are mostly providers for both their families and for others. Praise God. Fishermen catch fishes for sale, for others to have, also to eat. Praise the Lord. So the work of reconciliation done by fishers of men is for others, principally for others, and not for self. Fishermen don't spend months. They don't spend weeks. They don't spend days. They don't spend their nights on water bodies just to catch fish that they will go home to eat. Hallelujah. We have been saved to serve. But we must understand what this service is. It is principally to serve in the capacity of fishers of men. Once one is saved, he or she is to get others saved too. You have not been saved to fold your hands. You have not been saved to get one or two fishes just for your own consumption. No, 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 no. It's about others, not yourself. Hallelujah. Someone brought Christ to you. You must make it a duty to get many, many others to receive Christ too. Hallelujah. So this task of service, you know, as fishers of men, begins from our Jerusalem. This is very important for us. Your service begins with your Jerusalem. Don't start running to the uttermost part of the earth. As the scripture says in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, He says, but ye shall receive what? Power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem first, and in all Judea, and then, and in Samaria, and then it says to the uttermost part of the earth. So you must know these 4 points as fishers of men, and begin from the starts. Begin from your Jerusalem. We all have our Jerusalem. Begin from your Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Some days back, I was discussing with my daughter, and she was, you know, asking questions about heaven, and, you know, if I know how heaven is like, and I'm like, look, all I know is beautiful. You know, the little way I could explain, I learned the, you know, I showed her the road, and I said, this road, I can see black, I learned it's gold, you know, and it's just beautiful. It's a sight to want to look forward to. And I said, I pray that you will be with me. I pray that everyone around me will be there with me so that we can all enjoy. Praise the Lord. So if kids can begin to, you know, have visions of heaven, you know, look forward to being with God, look forward to being with Jesus. I mean, it's something good. So start with your Jerusalem. Hallelujah. It is important we begin from our Jerusalem as fishers of men, because it is our immediate family, and then we can push to Judea, push to Samaria, and then to the uttermost part of the earth. You know, like the apostle, you know, writing says, you know, that I may not be, you know, a castaway. After, I'm paraphrasing, after preaching, you know, after giving up the gospel, then I become a castaway. You know, it can be the same for, this should apply to every fisherman, you know. Desire that my family, everyone close to me, in fact, my Jerusalem will be with me in heaven. My Samaria will be with me in heaven. My Judea will be with me in heaven. And as many I can reach in the uttermost part of the earth should be with me in heaven. Hallelujah. And that brings us to the third point of what fishermen do. Fishermen also, you know, via their work, help to clean the water body and protect the environment by catching a lot of fishes, you know, and by so doing, they are helping to create more room. Hallelujah. So they are among the few people that have the key to the ocean. All right. They are among the few people that, you know, have access to the ocean, to the water bodies around us. Amen. So same way as fishermen, you know, do their work on the water bodies, as fishers of men, we also have a responsibility to our environment. We have a responsibility to our society. And that is to do what? To make it clean by doing our jobs. Every fishers of men, you have a responsibility to keep your environment clean. You see, as fishers of men, I mean, saints also have the responsibility to have their environment, both physically and spiritually, you know, clean in every sense. That was why we were left here by God after we got born again. And we are not taken to heaven immediately. You have a role here. And one of those roles, one of the things you have to do, you know, as you fishmen, is to do what? Clean up the environment. Hallelujah. Jesus clearly told his disciples, and by extension, every believer, every child of God, every born again child of God, that he has sent us as what? Sheep in the midst of wolves. And we are in the world, but not of this world. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in the book of Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, he says, behold, I send you forth as what? Sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and what? Harmless as doves. Matthew 10 and verse 16. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. Also Jesus, speaking in the book of John chapter 15, he says, if the word hate you, you know that he hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world, the world would love his own.
But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Hallelujah. This is John chapter 15, verse 18 to 19. Praise God. So you see, this role of cleaning is not something that the world will actually open their arms to embrace. Hallelujah. It's not like just going on the roadside and cleaning the environment. This cleaning is the spiritual one. Oh, the world would not want to embrace it easily. Praise the Lord. And this is not new, because even Jesus has spoken about it. You were not of the world. The world would not what? Accept you. Because he has chosen you out of the world to be fishers of men. The world would what? Hate you. Hallelujah. So in view of this proceeding, that is, those tasked with the responsibility of cleaning the world spiritually and physically, we must understand that the more we win souls for Christ Jesus as fishers of men, we make the environment clean. Okay? We make the environment clean by what? Winning souls. Hallelujah. And we don't make it clean just by taking off debris, you know, clearing the gardens or clearing the bushes and, you know, putting the right items in the right waste bin. No. We clean our environment from what? Sin and its consequences on the environment. We clean the environment as fishers of men from what? Sin and all its consequences on the environment. So I ask again, where is your environment of fishing? Where is your environment of fishing men for Christ? Where is that your work location that you have identified? Where you spend all your time? Where you spend all your life, you know, interacting with men around? That's your work location. Are you cleaning up? Is sin still being magnified? Is the consequences of sin still being, you know, operational? It's time to wake up. This is a wake-up call for us. One of our tasks, you know, in our work location as fishers of men is to clean our environment from sin and its consequences. When more criminals, when more alcoholics and drug addicts are saved, what happens? Crime is reduced and our environment becomes what? Cleaner. When more sex addicts are saved, then sexually transmitted diseases, the STIs or STDs, and death is what? Is reduced. And our environment becomes what? Cleaner. Also, when more businessmen are saved and stand with the principles of Christ, when they operate their businesses with the principles of Christ, what will happen? Cheating, exploitation, and manipulation is reduced in the business operations of such men. And our environment becomes what? Cleaner. I see a situation where over the weeks, I mean, it's going to months already, where a customer just, you know, put in a review of her product, of the product she bought, and it was way, way off the taste she was expecting from that product. You know, it's expected, you know, that a company who gets such a review would find a way of pleasing his customer, you know, especially after investigation, and then doing the needful. Praise the Lord. And so, if you're a good businessman, when you get your reviews, you align it to the principles of Christ. I mean, you clean up your environment. You don't give people things that will destroy them. You don't give people things that will not satisfy them, especially when they are paying for it. You must, you know, operate your business in such a way that it glorifies God. The book of Proverbs says, you know, part of the things that the Lord hates is what? scales that are not balanced. And today we see a lot of businessmen operating with unbalanced scales, unequal scales. You know, so one comes, you give him for 15 CDs. Another one comes, the same item, you give him for 25 CDs. That is an unbalanced scale. Hallelujah. And so when more businessmen are saved and stand with the principles of Jesus Christ, cheating, exploitation, and manipulation is reduced in the business operations, and our environment becomes what? Cleaner. And above all, when more parents and children are saved, when more families are saved, what happens? The home becomes a tabernacle of God and a safe haven to live. And then our environment becomes cleaner and safer because charity begins at home. Hallelujah. I mean, when we get it right from the home level, then it will be easier, you know, to make it known in the business world and every other place. Hallelujah. So we must focus on our homes. Don't go out there. Don't leave your Jerusalem and focus on uttermost part. When your Jerusalem is not a safe haven, when your Jerusalem is not preserved, when your Jerusalem is not clean. Hallelujah. You should not be found in that position where you focus more. I mean, Jesus says it. First to Jerusalem, then to where? To Judea, and then to Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. Why would you be saving men in the uttermost part of the earth? And your home, your Jerusalem is lost. Your Jerusalem is not saved. Your Jerusalem is not clean. Sin and its consequences are within. May that not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And so this is very important for us to know. These three roles of fishermen applies to us as fishers of men. And we must, you know, rise up to this task and do the needful. We have to do the needful. So how do fishers of men clean up? How do we clean up sin? How do we clean up the consequences of sin? The responsibility of cleaning our environment given to us by God is carried out by what? Soul winning. Soul winning is mandatory for every saint. It is not optional. This is because it is the proof that we are what? We are wise. Soul winning is the proof that we are wise. The book of Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is what? Is wise." And also it is the proof that we have the wisdom of God in us. It's the proof that we have, you know, Christ Jesus himself in us. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24 says, "But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." So my brothers, my sisters, my fellow fishers of men, the proof that we have Christ, the proof that we have the wisdom of God, the proof that we are wise, okay, is that we are what? Soul winners. This is very important. Soul winning is not a casual act. It is not something you do when you want to do it. It is not something you do when you just feel like, okay, let me do it. It's been a long time. Soul winning is not a casual act. We have to be serious about it. You have to pray about it. You have to get knowledge about it. Like we rightly said, where you spend your life, your workplace, okay, your work location is your zone of reconciling men to God. And so it should be something that you want to research about the people around you. You want to know how to reach out to them. You want to know how you can fish them. You check if using hook and line is just okay in your location. You check, which method can I deploy that will be effective to reach out to these men around me? Hallelujah. So that you can fish them for Christ. So soul winning is not a casual act. It is an intentional act. It is an active act. And it is a forceful act. It is intentional. Soul winning is active. It doesn't go and break. Praise the Lord. It is forceful. Hallelujah. And this is seen in the Hebrew word that was actually used in the book of Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth soul is what? Wise. The word winneth is the Hebrew word lokak. Okay? And the Bible dictionary defines it as to take, defines it as to get, it defines it as to fetch, to lay hold of, to seize, to receive, to acquire, to buy, to bring, to marry, to take a wife, to snatch, to take away. My brothers, my sisters, when you are going out for soul winning, when you make up your mind that as fishers of men, I must win souls for Christ, you are saying, I must take, I must get, I must fetch, I must lay hold of, I must seize, I must receive, I must acquire, I must buy, I must bring, I must marry, I must take a wife, I must snatch, I must take away. All to do what? Reconcile men to God. Hallelujah. Alright, so here are some pointers to make us understand this concept of winning. Okay? This concept of winning in the book of Proverbs we have just read. Praise the Lord. So we said, so winning is to take. Alright? So what are you taking? You are taking people from the devil and giving them to what? To God. When you take, you are giving. Hallelujah. You don't take to destroy. You take to give to the Lord. Reconciliation is what? Giving to the Lord. You are taking from the world and giving men to the world. Hallelujah. The New Living Translation puts Jude chapter 1 and verse 23 thus. It says, rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. That is how to take people from the devil. You snatch them from the flames of judgment. He says, show mercy to still others. But do so with what? Great caution. Hating the sins that contaminate their lives. My brother, my sisters. Many have been contaminated with sin in a bid to win soul. We must take caution. Great caution. This is what Jude is saying. Take great caution as you are showing mercy to fish them out of the flames of judgment, to snatch them out of the flames of judgment. My brother, my sister, as fishers of men, we have to do with great caution. Fishermen on water, fish with great caution. There is a way you will fish that your ship may end up capsizing. Your canoe may turn over and then you drown. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. As fishers of men, we must also apply great caution as we fish on our waters so that we don't get contaminated with the sins we are trying to clean up. Some have gone to the alcoholics to fish them for God, and then they end up being alcoholics themselves. May that not be our portion. I heard a story of a man of God who decided that his work, his fishing zone, will be the zone of harlots. And he ended up becoming their customer. May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Great caution is needed when it comes to do what? To fishing of men on the various waters we find ourselves. Some businessmen have been consumed, contaminated with bad business practices instead of them cleaning up bad business practices. We have some believers, you know, being the ones in charge of pawn sites, really making, you know, big money from pawn sites. As for them, in their mind, they say it's just a business, but lives are being destroyed. whether you like it or not, you are part of it. May you not be counted among such fishers of men that end up being contaminated in the name of Jesus. And so as soul winners, we are to take people from the devil and give them to God. We rescue them, we snatch them from the flames of judgment with great caution. Also, as soul winners, we do what? We get people for God. We get people for God. The Easy English Version puts Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 thus. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. We are to go there and get people for God. Jesus has instructed us to go all out. That is what it means to go out for soul winning. Getting people for God. Taking people from the devil and giving them to God. Hallelujah. Also, to be a soul winner is to be one who has given himself, devoted himself to fetching people for God. You are fetching people for God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10 and verse 15. And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? Jesus has sent us, according to the book of Mark we read, to go into the world. Hallelujah. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. If you want to fetch, you must move. Fetching involves what? Movement. Hallelujah. So your feet is involved. And when your feet is involved, your feet is beautiful. Hallelujah. So we go out to fetch people for God by what? Taking the gospel, taking the good news of Jesus all over the world. Hallelujah. And also, soul winning entails laying hold of people for God. Laying hold of people, what? For God. Fishers of men are not any kind of men. Fishers of men are chosen people. Chosen people. They are royal priesthood. They are holy nation. They are God's special possession. Don't count yourself as like any other. You are different. You are special. You have been called out for something different, something unique. I mean, this is you working on behalf of God on earth. Praise the Lord. The scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may what? Declare the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So how do you lay hold of people for God? You tell people how you have been delivered from darkness and how much you wouldn't want them to remain on that path of darkness. You have to declare the praises of God who has called you out of darkness. Open your mouth and speak. Let people know where you are coming from. Let people know how you have been transformed. Let people know how Jesus saved you. Let people know what it feels like to receive this great salvation that the Lord has given unto us. I remember the story that my husband always tells us about, you know, one of his father's friend who was, you know, in the world when his father was still in the world with them. You know, they were all friends. And then they drink together and the rest of it. And when his father got saved, you know, they tried to win them, but they would not listen. But thank God for the mercy of God that kept them until they came to Christ. And then they came to meet his parents and say, oh, you people, why did you do us like this? You know, we didn't know serving Christ, coming to Christ, is this wonderful, is this beautiful. And you didn't carry us along. You didn't really force us into it. My brother, my sisters, it is our duty to lay hold of God, of people for God. Tell them, sing it. You know, if you need to sing it, sing it. If you need to dramatize it, dramatize it. If you need to, you know, write it, write it. If you need to blog it, blog it. You know, if you need to tweet it, tweet it. Let people know that darkness, it's not something, you know, it shouldn't be something anyone desires to stay in. Tell them how light is so bright that, you know, you wonder why people can be comfortable in darkness. Hallelujah. It is our duty to declare the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His wonderful light. By so doing, we lay hold of people for God. Also, what does it mean to win souls for God? It means to see souls for God. To see souls for God. The book of Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3 says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead men into righteousness like the stars forever and ever. So my brother, my sisters, you have not just been saved, you know, from darkness into light. You are to shine the light. And only the wise knows that it is their duty to shine the light. My brother, my sisters, we have learned. Who are those who are wise? They are soul winners. Hallelujah. So as you go all out winning souls, you are shining the light. You are shining the light. You are shining Christ. Amen. And as you do that, you win souls for God. And then lastly, we are going to be looking at the point 6. In the next session, we are going to look at 5 or 6 more points. Praise the Lord. To win souls also means to ensure that people do the needful for God, to receive them into His family. To ensure that people do the needful for God, so that God will receive them into His what? His family. The book of John chapter 1 and verse 12 says, but to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become what? Children of God. This is the easy English translation. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. As fishers of men, we are to ensure that we go all out, winning souls, ensuring that men receive Christ, ensuring that men believe in His name, and ensuring that they get the right to become the sons, the children of God. Hallelujah. It is our duty as we win souls to ensure that people do the needful for God, so that they will be received into the family of God. We've met some people that will say, oh, I know God. Yes, I respect God, but this Jesus thing you're talking about. My brother, my sister, don't relent. Pray for more wisdom. Pray for the right fishing, you know, technique to catch such people. But we must not leave them out. Ensure that people do the needful, receiving Christ, believing in Christ. It's commonly said, the ABC of soul winning is remains, you know, accepting Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. B, believing in Him, and C, confessing your sins. Hallelujah. Once these three is done, you receive the right to become children of God. It's as easy as that. At this point, I want us to open our mouth and begin to pray to the Lord for the wisdom, you know, the tenacity, the right heart to do the needful as fishers of men, winning souls, getting people for God, fetching people for God, laying hold of people for God, seizing souls for God, cleaning up our environment, cleaning them up from the consequences of sin, taking people from the devil and giving them to God. Ask the Lord to grant you wisdom. Ask the Lord to grant you the grace. Ask the Lord to grant you the tenacity to continue, and you will receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray for yourself. Lord, I ask for the grace. I ask, O Lord, for wisdom on what to do to fish men to you in my environment, in my location, in my work location. The water you have given unto me to fish men for you. Lord, I ask, O Lord, for the wisdom, the right technique, the tenacity, the persistence. Oh, Marika Soto Lebolo Bregadesh. There is no retirement. There is no break. There is no off duty. Lord, I ask, O Lord, for grace to continue. I ask, O Lord, for the grace to continue, the empowerment to push in the name of Jesus, to go further, to devote myself as a soul winner, as a fisher of men for you. Oh, Kanimra Kasotolo Bregadesh, help me, Lord, to serve in the capacity of a one that reconciles men back to you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I shall not grow weary. We shall not grow weary. We shall not faint. We shall not grow weary. We shall not faint. In the name of Jesus, we receive the empowerment. We receive grace. We receive empowerment. We receive grace. Maliga bareke sotolo brahanda. Dikete keteli bahando rogodosa. Rekete higahande rebodosia. E gariba baba lebele bele woko sotaria. E liga lagada gada 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 osa. Redege liba ragada gada gada osa. Ye degeli garaba da bolo bragadadasha. Encaparatos e colobolo bragadasha. Vakila handele bele bregadegadosha. We shall not miss it in the name of Jesus, especially as we clean up our environment. Oh, from sin and all the consequences of sin. We shall not be swallowed up. We shall not be taken in the name of Jesus. What it takes, O Lord, to apply great caution as we save men, as we go all out to draw men to you, to snatch them from eternal damnation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we shall not be a castaway. We shall not be lost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, O Lord, to open our eyes. We ask, O Lord, that you grant us the wisdom to indeed start from our Jerusalem. Start from our Jerusalem, then to our Samaria, then to Judea, and to the uttermost part of the earth. In the name of Jesus, in our Jerusalem, we will not miss it. In the name of Jesus, we will not miss it. In our Jerusalem, in the name of Jesus, we will not miss it. In our Jerusalem, in the name of Jesus, we will not miss it. In Judea, Eke Kariamba Sotolo Boregedosa, the location you have given us as our Judea, we will not miss it. In the name of Jesus, what it takes to be effective, what it takes to carry others. Eh, Malika Sotoli Bahandaria, we receive. In the name of Jesus, Debra Koshatalia Bregades, Magalaba Reketosia. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need to continue this prayer. Continue praying this prayer for yourself and for your family. Get other fishers of men, you know, to listen to this teaching and help others to know what is needed, what is needful as fishers of men. And together, we will continue in more effective ways to reconcile men to God. God bless you for listening to today's Bible study. Thank you for your time, and God bless you. Grace to you. Beloved, thank you for listening to this teaching. We believe you've been blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Kindly send it to us via email, chimdeoahunaministry@gmail.com. I would love to request, if you have not made the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, why not make it a date? Why not make this prayer today? Answer this call of salvation and repeat after me. Dear Abba Father, I know and accept that I am a sinner. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for me. I confess my sins to you and denounce sin and the devil. With my heart, I believe in and receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. With my mouth, I confess the Lordship of Jesus over my life. Thank you, Abba Father, for making me your child and for making me a new creation. In Jesus' precious name, amen. If you want to give your love seed of any amount to Grace Life Komi Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available. To give in dollars, you can send to Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 033-154-55-12013. With Swift code MBGHGHAC. And to give in CDs, you can still send via Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-254-551-2017. And to give in Naira, you can send through Ecobank Nigeria,
account number 554-102-0592. For further inquiries and mobile money payments, or even sending us a WhatsApp, kindly use the number +233-54-594-7132. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.